Hello, we are at the Women with Vision, the Greater Impact Conference sponsored by NABO, and today we're having the fortunate opportunity to speak with several of the speakers and vendors who are supporting this conference, and right now we have the pleasure to connect with Wanda Bader, who is the owner and operator, I would imagine so, of Strategize Your Success. How are you, Wanda?
I'm very good, thank you.
Glad you're here today. And you are also very involved in NABO. Let's talk to that first. Tell me a little bit about your role in NABO and then how you were of service to us as women today at this conference.
My role is I'm from the Tucson chapter here supporting the Phoenix chapter. And my role in Tucson is the VP of Community Relations and Sponsorship. And what we try to do is get people involved in building their businesses and networking with other women in the community.
Well, that's perfect. Tee off for why are you here today, right? So I know you got to do a breakout session for us. Tell us a little bit about your topic and then also why this conference, right? You spoke to it about your role specifically, but how would you encourage other women to participate? So tell us a little bit about your talk and then also why this conference? Why should people be here?
Well, my talk was on how to do Facebook Live successfully to build your brand and visibility, because a lot of the media that is online, because we're an online marketing firm, is related to getting that visual video out there and getting people who maybe are not in your neighborhood but are at arm's length and getting them to know you and like you and trust you so that they are aware of your brand so that you can build your business.
Makes so much sense, especially because we, especially right now, we have so many people tending to kind of pull back a little bit and want to do business with others, but it's not always face-to-face. And so with something like this, when we do come together, and you mentioned how important networking is, what would be something that you would suggest to someone who's fairly new to business? What would you do to encourage them to get out and meet more people?
Well, I think it's important that we always look at people who are 10 steps ahead of us so that we can learn by example and maybe get mentored by people who've been there and done that. And when, you know, being an entrepreneur or a small business owner can be very isolating at times, especially if you don't have a team of people that you're working with. So I think that coming to events like NABO events is a great way for you to be able to find like-minded people that you can network with and that get you. Have been where you are and maybe can help you get to that next level in your business by sharing their experience and expertise.
Spoken like a true pro, obviously, and mentor. So Strategize Your Success. Tell us a little bit more about your business and how you serve your clientele.
Well, we're a full-service marketing agency. We do work with clients all over the nation. And we help people with everything from website development to social media to doing video marketing, and also email marketing is really important these days.
Do people open email?
They absolutely do. And the thing is if you think about it, the two things that we have control on is our website and our email list. So it's great to do social media and, you know, there's a place for everything. But when it comes down to it, if somebody asks me, what would you tell me are the key essentials to actually growing your business these days? It's going to be those two things. Have a great website that's informative and can help you build your business. And then email marketing to stay in touch with those people that are warm leads or potential prospects.
Excellent advice. Social media. You mentioned the that you help clients, and you talked today, obviously, with our participants here about live stream and doing that effectively. Do you have a little tip for us around that? Just maybe a tip or two?
I would say that a lot of people are intimidated by public speaking, and they associate doing Facebook Live as like a public speaking type of gig. But the thing is that you have more control on it, because if you do a Facebook Live and you didn't like it, you can always go and delete it and start over again, where when you're presenting live, you just have to kind of roll with the punches. But experience always is the big teacher, right? So the more that you do it, the better you get at it, and the more comfortable you will feel, which comes across in anything that you do in your business.
And what's the allure for the listeners or the people who are watching? Why do we love social media and live stream so much?
I would say with live stream, a lot of people it's kind of like the unexpected. They might know what your topic is, but if they don't know you, they get to know you and your personality type. And they will walk away with some free information to help grow their business, something that they didn't necessarily have to pay for. And sometimes when businesses are starting out, I know when I started at zero with my business back in 2005 for the first time, and online marketing was like this whole new brave world, it's like I listened to a lot of free stuff because I didn't have the revenue in my business because I was new in order to grow it. So it's my way of paying back and paying it forward to all those people that kind of helped me along the way when I was growing mine.
Love it. Such sage advice. How can people get a hold of you? What's the best way for us to find you?
Well, you can find me on pretty much all the major social media.
Thank goodness.
But our website is probably the best way to start, and that's strategizeyoursuccess.com.
Thank you so much, Wanda, for being with us today.